Alex, how long did you have your shoes on?
So
this is a weird. That's a weird question, but we've all had that moment where it's like, okay.
I think it's the longest I've ever had a pair of shoes on continuously in my entire life, and it was 39 hours.
Oh my
39
God.
Straight hours.
39 straight hours. My shoes went on at 4 a.m. on Friday, and I took them off at 7 p.m. on Saturday. And that is because the genius before you needed to take care of something in Atlanta. Had it all planned out. No big deal. I will fly out, thought I, at 6 a.m. I will land in Atlanta at 8 a.m. I will take care of what I need to do, and I will get on another plane at 4:27 p.m., and I will be back on the ground at 6:15. I will pick up my kids, and I will have my weekend with them.
You will have everything's going to work out just fine.
Everything will be just A-OK and perfectly fine. No problems whatsoever. And then I got to the airport, and that was already a rough start because the reason I wasn't here on Friday, because I was going to be on an airplane at 6 a.m.,
mm-hmm.
I did not leave until 9:45.
Sounds like Ooh. You should have been here.
Yeah, we were waiting.
So I landed in Atlanta. I did finally get there, and I went, okay. And I was a little worried because I thought to myself, well, maybe I just shouldn't get on this plane. Maybe I should take care of this thing I got to do later. I'll figure it out. And then I thought, no, if they're starting to go now, everything's coming back online up to speed. So it might be delayed later, but it'll be fine. If these are getting out now, surely it'll be fine later.
Now, here's the benefit of hindsight. I read an article this morning that said they expect today to be an awful day travel wise again, because the systems are still getting back up from the tech outage that we experienced on Friday.
Brutal.
Plus, everybody's delayed and left behind and everything else.
Yes, in hindsight, yes, I would not have ever set foot on plane number one. I would have saved myself a lot of trouble and heartache. But I didn't do that. I got on. And so I get down there, and I've got a very short window of time, no big deal. Get everything taken care of pretty much, and then I go, all right, let's see. I check the phone. I'll get my ride back to the airport here, and oh, no! Not delayed, canceled.
That's going to make getting home by 6:15 difficult.
So I immediately start getting on computers and on my phone, and I'm on the Delta app, and I'm on Delta Online. I'm on Delta on the app. I'm looking up rental cars. I'm trying to get other airlines. I'm looking up trains. I am looking up buses.
You were going to take a train?
If I needed to. Well, those started to come a little bit later, but I realized I was hosed. I'm like, uh-oh, this is bad. So I get myself back to the airport. I go, well, that's the best place to be, because if stuff starts to unfold, it'll be fine. The problem is, because of the outage, the app wasn't working the right way. So it would say, we'll rebook you. And then you go on what? Oh, here's a flight. I'll take that one. Oops, something went wrong. And you go, oh, no.
I'm sure you could just call the customer service hotline and they'd be ready to help you in as little as 7 to 9 hours.
Oh, my God. Well, that was what I did first. I go, well, I'm going to call. And I was on hold for 2.5 hours, used up all my battery life, and then finally hung up. I got back to the airport, and then I did get rebooked, and it was supposed to be an 8:39 flight.
P.M. on Friday.
8:39 p.m. on Friday. Okay, so I've already
just
had
2.5 hours after you were supposed to get home.
So I've already had to call my ex and say, hey, I am really sorry. I've just wrecked your plans for the night, but I'm screwed. I'm stuck. I don't know what to do. And so I think, okay, well, 8:39. So I get back to there. I go to the gate, and already the gate says delayed 10:40. I go, oh, boy. And then as time would come, 10:40 would come, and then eventually it would be 10:45, 10:50, and then the board would finally change, and it would say 11:15. And then it would go again. This went on and on 4 different times until 2:30 in the morning.
Ooh.
But we're feeling pretty good, me and all the other people that are going to Grand Rapids, because there's a flight crew, there's pilots, and there's a plane. We are going to get out of here.
It's everything you need.
Yeah, that's all the
And then
the
we waited another hour, and then it's always a bad sign when you see the pilot emerge, and he has a look on his face like, they ain't going to want to hear this.
Mm-hmm.
And he said something into the microphone, as sheepish as I've ever heard a pilot. Like, usually they're like, well, I hate to tell you this, you know, but they have confidence. This guy was like, hey, I'm really sorry, but And I don't even know what he said, because it wasn't like a flight time, like we've gone over our time. It was something else to do with something. And everyone was looking at each other, like, what did he say? I don't know. But the flight was canceled.
Maybe he did that on purpose. Like, well, I could be my normal confident self. Attention, passengers. This is not going to work. And you're all going to hate me. Or I could do this. Yeah. Hey, cancel. Things are really bad. Canceled. Yeah. So, yeah. Okay. Got to go. Bye.
So the flight gets canceled. And now we're all like, oh, no. And again, it's not just our flight. It's this whole airport. It's Atlanta. It's the biggest airport in the world. So there's thousands of people all looking at each other going, what do we do? And thank God everyone was pretty calm, because it was like, well, what are you supposed to do?
That's surprising.
And but we're sitting there, and then the gate lady was like, well, look, I can help some of you, but I have to go home. And so she's like, well, it's
saying, which is fair.
Yeah, it's fair. But she says, you know, it's saying here that you're going to be automatically rebooked, so there's nothing I can do right now. It's telling me that the earliest any of you are getting out of here, because everything had already been rebooked and rebooked and rebooked with other people, was today.
Today as in Monday.
Monday. She said the earliest any of you are going to get out of here probably is Monday. And I'm in full panic mode at this point. I go, oh, no. But I had already, like, hours before, I had gone through every car rental agency I could, and I finally found Dollar. Everything else was saying, we've got nothing, we've got nothing. Dollar says, sure. And I go, reserve. And I knew it wasn't going to do anything, but I did it anyway. So I went, and for an hour and a half, I slept on the floor next to a gate with my hoodie over my head and my backpack as a pillow.
Did you feel like an adventurer, a world traveler?
I mean,
feel
kind
like an
of.
Idiot?
Well, I'll tell you this. I didn't feel alone. I mean, I've never been in one of those situations. I've seen it before where it was bad weather, like in the winter, where you see, and usually you're the one watching on television going, oh, I feel so bad for those people.
Yes.
Now I'm one of those people, and I'm laying on the floor trying to sleep, going, I hope nobody robs or rapes me, even though that was unlikely. So I get up at 4:30, and I go, well, I'm going to exit the airport now, and I am going to walk to the rental car gates.
Okay.
Which, of course, is like 9 miles away.
Yeah, why didn't you take the shuttle?
Well, no, where I was, it wouldn't have been quicker to take a... Well, no, actually, I did take a shuttle. I take it back. Okay. There was a shuttle.
Like, you walked 9 miles to the rental car place? They're set up at the airport you to the
but
rental cars.
You have to exit the actual airport, and then, yes, you get on the shuttle and go over to the shuttle. And, of course, I get there, and I walk up, and I go, hey. He goes, can I help you? And I go, yeah, I reserved a car. He goes, yeah, you don't have one. And I go,
that was it?
I go, but... I go, well, I reserved one. And he said, did you reserve it before 6 a.m. yesterday? And I go, no. And he goes, yeah, we don't have any cars. And I go, well, why did you let me do it then? And he had to look on his face, and I go, I get it, man. Like, I'm sorry. Like, I.
Yeah. Okay. He didn't say, let me get this guy.
But still, and like all the other rental car agencies said, there wasn't anything available. So at least they were up front. So I walk back, and while I was walking over there, I went online and I found one flight on Frontier for Saturday or for Sunday for yesterday. And I booked it. I bought another airline flight. So I'm just wandering around. I'm not even in the airport. I'm just in the lobby of
the Dollar
Atlanta airport. Well, I went back. I took the shuttle back to where there's at least some stuff. And I'm just wandering around. I'm having phone conversations with people. I keep trying to get onto the app. I'm trying to reaccess. All the lines are 24 hours long.
Now, we've seen Hot Wings when he can't get into his corporate email with the muttering and the fussiness.
Oh,
can you imagine?
Oh, no.
All because you had to go to Atlanta for a penis transplant.
I know. And that didn't even, there wasn't even time for it, because I needed 5 hours and I only got an hour and a half. So it was awful. And so that never happened. The thing is, no, I wasn't like, I was muttering. I was like, what am I going to do? Oh, my God.
I know you were muttering. Are you kidding?
But yeah, I wasn't like stupid app or anything like that. I knew everyone was in the same boat. I was in the mode of, I don't know what to do. I don't know how I'm going to get out of here. There were no cars. Like I said, there were no cars. I checked Greyhound. I checked Amtrak. And everything was at least till today. And then by the grace of God, I was about to leave the airport and keep my fingers crossed that Frontier worked out yesterday.
Yeah.
I was 1 minute from getting an Uber and leaving and going and getting something to eat, getting a hotel and just regrouping my brain, taking a getting a shower and sleeping. And I for the 25th time, no lie, like I had done it so many, I refreshed the Delta app and it said, you've been rebooked. And it was for a flight like 3 hours later. And I went, oh my God. And it gave me two options. But then you go, yes. And I click on it and it goes, oops, something went wrong. And I go, no. So I refreshed it again.
Poorly.
Now it says, you know, your itinerary has changed. Click here for new bookings. Now one of the two is no longer there. And I go, oh no. So I click on that. Oops. Back it up. The flight's still there. Click on it. Oops. And I go, well, let me see what happens when I go to a kiosk. So I go to a kiosk. I scan my credit card.
Mm-hmm.
Lo and behold, there's a boarding pass. It shows up. I print it off.
Oh, Hot Wings' love for old paper finally catches up to him.
Yes!
It's working.
For $3.49, we finally exited. It was for $1.49. We finally left the airport at $4.45.
Right,
finally.
On time.
And I landed and I couldn't rest until our wheels were off the ground. I was like, they're going to call it back. We're going to have to go back to the gate. It's going to turn out our flight attendant is, I don't know, like a drug smuggler. Something bad is going to happen
because it's foggy.
We're going to find out that a decal fell off the plane and we can never leave. I mean, something idiotic. And so we finally get into the sky and I have never been more relieved in my life. And so I made it back. We touched down at about like 6:08, I think, on Saturday afternoon. And I was feeling pretty good. And then I got stuck in a traffic jam for a couple of minutes because Donald Trump's motorcade was going by.
Oh, and I went,
oh, come on, man. I just want to go home. I go, everyone else around here is probably thrilled out of their minds that they get to see this historical moment go by. And I'm like, come on, man, just get out of here. I just want to go.
That's the moment I would have snapped and started bawling.
Yes.
Being 5 minutes from home.
It's like,
and
this is when an idiot gets shot because he plows through the motorcade because he just wants to take off his shoes.
Now, someone asks a question. Would this wouldn't work. Rent a U-Haul, $20 a day.
Yeah, you can. And just
drive
it back.
Drop it off up here.
Pick up John Candy
extra.
And his
polka
band.
That's how people under 25 rent cars most of the time, because U-Haul will, I think U-Haul will rent them to you if you're 21 and up.
Really?
So yeah, if you need to rent a car, I probably shouldn't be saying this. A lot of my friends, like when they would go on trips and stuff in college, would just rent a U-Haul van for the weekend because it was significantly cheaper, way more space.
Yeah.
And it was like a church van and, you know, 10 people could ride all the way down to Miami.
Smart. Yeah, that is the one thing I did not think of. It never occurred to me to try like U-Haul or Ryder. But honestly, again, in hindsight, not getting on the plane in the first place, that would have been the smartest move. But in this case, I'm glad I didn't think of that because I would have done that. And then I would have gotten like the notification that I could have gotten on a plane and I would have been like in a box truck in Chattanooga, like realizing that I had nine more hours
to
drive. Not
the way to visit Chattanooga.
So it ended up working out, I guess. But
well, I'm sure it was all worth it.
God. Oh, God. It was the worst. It was so bad.